Hi, I'm Sweeki. I'm a software engineer at Microsoft, and I'm here to talk to you about IoT and .NET Core. This video series, we'll learn how to use .NET Core to control IoT devices. So let's get started. So we're going to learn how to write apps in C# using .NET and then run them on an IoT device. So to get started, let's see what we need. So our basic list of components will be split up into software and hardware. So the software that we need to get started today is Visual Studio or Visual Studio Code. You can use either of them, it's completely fine. We'd be writing and building a lot of our code in the command prompt, and we'll be using Docker to run our apps on the Raspberry Pi. For the hardware that we need, our IoT device of choice today is the Raspberry Pi. So of course you'd need a Raspberry Pi. We need a keyboard, a mouse, an SD card to load in the Raspbian operating system. You can get a monitor or a display screen. If you don't have either of those, you can even plug in the Raspberry Pi to your TV and it'll work just fine. To make that connection, you'd of course need an HDMI cable. As part of the sample and demos that we'll work in, you're going to need a breadboard, an LED, a resistor, and connecting wires for the same. We'll be plugging in the Raspberry Pi to our machine. You can also use a regular USB charger to plug in the Raspberry Pi. And for our last advanced section, we'll be using a BME280 sensor, which is a temperature and humidity sensor. That is all you need to get started for right now. To follow along and see where the code is or everything else that we're working on, you can go on to the .NET GitHub repo. And under the IoT repo, you can see the Getting Started resources, which includes a list of everything that I just covered and links to more detailed information about all of it. So thanks for listening. So in this video, we learned what is going to be the overall story of this video series. You got a list of the software and hardware components that you need to get started. Join us in our next video, where we will learn how to set up the Raspberry Pi to get it ready for .NET.